Hello. Hope everybody's doing well this week. We had a week off and we're gonna have another week off next week. But we're here now to talk about some fun things like Mortal Kombat and Power Rangers, who have more in common than you think, actually. City of Brass was announced. We got Onimusha. There's a lot to talk about. So let's get down to it. First of all, I'm a dummy. Because I thought Ace Combat 7 released last week, and it didn't. It did not. It's
No.
coming February 1st. I never played any of these games.
Well,
You didn't really miss much.
yeah, I was gonna say that. It's
I
like
mean, unless you're in the
okay.
fighter jets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Rick, what was the last one you played?
Oh God, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you.
I think I
I
may
don't
have.
think I've even I don't I haven't played any of them that have been on the Xbox One, so
Oh God, no.
in a while.
Yeah, I think the last one I played may have been like, or maybe two or three. I really didn't play too many.
No, I know I've played a couple more before that at least. But yeah, it's been a long, long time. My brother was
Cool.
obsessed with these games, but
Oh, really?
he loved them. I don't think so much.
Yeah, it looks cool. I mean, the graphics are nice.
Yeah.
Just, it's this weird kind of. Well, I mean, the first thing is it's like an arcadey kind of flight sim, so you have to like that. And then there's like a strange, from what I remember, it's a strange mix of like a almost kind of like an anime type story
Yeah,
plus
definitely.
fighter jets. It's weird.
Yeah. It almost feels
I
like they're trying to introduce like the Macross, but they just don't want to go quite there yet.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
But yeah. I
That would
don't
be
know.
awesome, actually.
I know, right? They should just go that route.
Yeah.
I really don't think the fan base would be that upset. The five people that like the game.
Yeah. Oh, poor Ace Combat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not gonna pick that up unless I get it on sale eventually, just out of curiosity. I
Maybe
don't
they'll
have
put it
enough
on Game
time.
Pass or something.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I don't have
I would
enough
doubt
invested in it to want to play it. There we go. Mortal Kombat 11. Rick and I were actually just talking about this off air,
it.
and Rick doesn't think he's going to buy it right away,
Yeah. Okay.
which is can't
No, I
say
don't
it.
think I am.
What?
Yeah, I was just saying I don't think I am.
Oh yeah,
Are you gonna get
it's.
it day one, Jason?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm not. I'm a Mortal Kombat fan, but I'm not like a huge, crazy Mortal Kombat fan. So I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm in
You
the
know,
dark.
it's just that fighting games. I'm sorry, Eric. Fighting games in general, it seems like I buy them when they come out, and then I usually don't get to play them for a while to any
Yeah,
great effect.
exactly.
So yeah, I'm almost
Yeah.
thinking. Eric, what
I'm
do
the
you think?
same. I'm the same way. I'm gonna get it eventually, and I'm excited for more Mortal Kombat, but like I just don't play enough. Like I'll play a fighting game, but I'm not gonna play it enough to the point where it's worth buying it day one at full price.
Right.
Yeah.
So, unless
It
it's
does look
Smash
pretty cool,
Bros. Or
though.
something.
Oh yeah, well
Yeah, it
yeah,
does.
that's different.
I wonder who the new the off characters are gonna be.
That's a good question.
I still think they should put Chucky in from Child's Play. That
I think it's a great idea.
You'd have to be
would be
like,
so awesome.
yeah, but he'd be too short. They'd have to put him and his bride together.
Yeah.
Okay,
I could
that's
do
fine.
that.
As long
Standing on each
as,
other's shoulders.
yeah, exactly.
In a trench coat.
Yeah.
We're just two people.
That's.
But yeah,
Oh
so
my
just
God.
the gameplay looks good though. It looks great.
Yeah, it does.
It does. I mean, this is seriously more over the top than the last one, even, especially
Yeah.
that
Oh my God.
Baraka fatality. I'm just looking at the screens now. And I didn't notice this, but it looks like the level where Baraka is fighting Scarlet. That it looks like the original, one of the original stages from MK1, but
Oh wow.
it's like falling apart, and there's like all the monks are dead.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That's cool.
That is freaking cool. Man.
So,
yeah, I still don't think I'm going to get it right away, but it does look good.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Man. The lure of Shao Kahn is not strong enough. If anybody knows, yeah. You get him if you pre-order the game. You get Shao Kahn.
Yeah, good. I couldn't care less about this. John Wick.
Is there anybody you don't want to see in the game?
Yeah, John Wick.
Well, I think you're going to be okay with that. You know who I just don't care at all about in Mortal Kombat? Almost all of the palette swap ninjas.
Yeah.
I just don't care. I like Sub-Zero and Scorpion. Obviously, they're classic characters, so that's good. Mm-hmm. But it's like all the rest of them. And even ones that I kind of like Reptile is pretty cool, but mm-hmm. I just don't care. Even though they've made them look different now, I still don't care. It just,
yeah.
Those guys are so like nothing to me. I don't know.
What if they made them the cyber ninjas?
Oh, that might be a little different. Those guys are insane. Yeah. But I've never been big on the palette swap characters in general. I just haven't. And it's kind of like, even though they have made them look really different now and they have like completely different designs, some of them are actually pretty cool. I just can't get that out of my head that they're just crappy palette swap ninjas. And I'm like, eh, who cares?
I hear you.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, that makes sense. I hope they bring Kitaro back.
He was cool.
It was cool. I don't, because Goro was in the last one, so I don't think he'll be back.
Right.
So yeah.
Did he get killed in the story?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
He was a pre-order character, so I don't think he was really involved with the story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, then he wouldn't be. Okay.
Yeah. So. Alrighty.
Who cares about John Wick?
Me.
I don't. Oh, well, that's good.
Get out of here. What's the matter with you?
It's fine. Anyway.
I
didn't watch this trailer.
Well, so. Do you like it? Do you like action movies?
Yeah, they're fun.
Oh, forget it.
What?
I've never seen any of these movies.
They're really good.
I know he just kills a bunch of people because they kill his puppy.
Yep. Yep.
That's good enough for me. It's all the motivation I need.
I mean, it's a pretty cool character, and they're pretty straight action movies. There's nothing that, you know, like crazy or interesting about them per se. It's just a lot of action, and so I like them.
I hear they're good though.
They are. Yeah. I can see why they've gotten this far. They got up to number 3 because they do pretty well, I think.
Is the second one as good as the first one?
I didn't like it as much, but I know some people who actually liked it more because they did a lot crazier stuff.
Fair enough.
But I like the first one better.
You know, I just watched a sequel of a movie the other day that I wasn't having high expectations for, and it turned out pretty good. Oh? Super Troopers 2.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It actually wasn't that bad.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They're making a TV show, I think, out of Super Troopers now.
Oh.
Or a third movie or something.
I don't know about that.
No, I think they are.
I don't know.
I think it's going to be an anime.
That'd be great.
I'll pass on that one.
Oh my god, Rick, I just read your description of the Rob Liefeld news we're going to cover later.
Yeah, that's how I feel about that.
Yep, I agree.
So, anyway, though.
How about...
When's John Wick 3 come out?
Not too far into the future. Let me see here, I don't have the story called up. May 17th.
That's not too bad.
May 17th, you watch Keanu Reeves shoot tons of people.
Nice.
And you'll have fun.
Cool, I'm down for it.
No, you're not.
You're right. You know what else I don't care about? I couldn't care even a little bit about?
Don't you
dare. Ghostbusters 3.
You son of a...
Why?
I never saw the movies. I just don't care.
You're defective.
Why haven't you seen them?
I don't know. It was just never.
Go see them.
All right, dude, you would like them.
Yeah, you really would. Like, no kidding, you would.
All right, I guess I'll have to do my best.
The first one is just flat out great, Eric. And the second one is actually not bad either. The first one is, like, great.
What about the third one?
Well, this is the third one, so.
I know.
There was no third one before this. Unless you're counting the video game, which was also good.
I have heard that.
You're not going to recognize the all-girls Ghostbusters game?
Mainly because it didn't exist. So,
yeah.
No, not in the actual Ghostbusters universe, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
So,
wasn't that bad of a flick, though.
No, thanks.
Yeah. It was entertaining and funny.
That wasn't what I want. I don't want something that's not connected at all to the original. To me, that was like just garbage. And I don't care. By the way, it doesn't bother me if they make the makeup of the team whatever. I don't care. Just you have to have it linked to the original universe. You have to have that passing of the torch. If you don't,
or be funny.
Or be funny. Yeah. Well, actually, yeah.
I haven't. The trailer didn't even make me smirk. So I had no, like, if the trailer's goal is to sell you on seeing the film, it failed for me.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty cringy. So the first looks at it.
Yeah.
And like, I saw this trailer, like somebody was trying to say this week, I saw somebody posting something on Twitter. I don't remember who it was. I was trying to say how good it was and posted the whole scene of one of the Ghostbusters fighting a bunch of ghosts with proton pistols. I just kind of sat there and looked at it, and I had no reaction whatsoever. It just was like, okay.
I hope that's not the case.
Okay, there's a, no, the 2016.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
It was just there. You know, it's CGI and crazy and jumping all over the place and blasting the ghosts into nothingness, which according to the original movies you couldn't do. And I was just like, okay, that's not really Ghostbusters. Maybe it's decent, but it's not really Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. I'm excited about this. I am very excited. I can't wait to see this. I love the fact that it's Jason Reitman gonna be directing Ivan Reitman's son. I really, really hope they don't screw it up horribly. And I hope they have some original characters in there. That's all.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
Would you like it to be like a Star Wars thing where they like pass the torch to a new cast?
Yes, I would.
All right.
Yeah, I think
they
at this point.
Yeah, oh, they, yeah, no doubt. You know, there was a... there was a cartoon that I never watched, Ghostbusters cartoon, called, I think it was Extreme Ghostbusters.
Is that the one where they got, like, they were teaching that other team?
Yeah, and it was just Egon. He was the only character holdover.
Yeah.
They could do that.
I saw bits and pieces of it. So.
Cool. Well, that's...
It wasn't that
gonna
bad.
Going to be coming... In 2019 at some point, or 2020, rather.
Yeah. Next year. I mean, it's not too far off.
2019. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something now that I care a little bit more about, I guess. We got the new Spider-Man trailer for Far From Home. He goes to Europe and fights Mysterio.
Yes. I have a serious problem. With this, in that
he fights with Mysterio,
in that people are saying like, "Oh, is Mysterio a hero?" No,
oh, yeah,
no, he's not.
Yeah, he is. What do you mean? He looks great. He's controlling those mist monsters, he's
controlling them, and then he's gonna do something bad.
And we're getting Hydro Man and Sandman and Molten. No, we're not.
Yeah,
they're all illusions. It's Mysterio. I mean, Jesus.
I heard they were the elementals.
Yeah, I still don't think so. I think it's all Mysterio. It's just,
yeah,
illusion. Yeah, somebody was saying like, "Oh wow, Hydro Man! Oh, they're going deep in this," and I was like, "No, it's Hydro Man. It's just
it's right." Yeah. And it's funny because if you know who Hydro Man is, you would think that you would know what Mysterio's bit is.
That's very true. Good point.
So, interesting.
Yeah. So, I think there's a lot of people who don't know anything about comic books covering these movies.
Well, that's fine, but then how would they know who the Hydro Man is?
Yeah, no, it's true. Well, he was on the cartoon. Maybe. Oh. No, so was Mysterio. So that doesn't make sense either.
So, here we go. I don't know. I like Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm excited to see him play Mysterio.
Yeah. Will he be a hero?
Oh, yeah, of course. Going to rival Spider-Man for the hero spot of the movie. It's going to be easily understood. So, yeah, I don't know. This trailer looks good, though. I think it's also funny that people thought that this was going to be coming before Infinity Wars.
Yeah, oh, that's hilarious.
It's like, okay, well.
That is, yeah. You're not
clearly attention. Haven't been paying attention to how Marvel's movie universe has been progressing. For like 15 years now.
That is a very good point too.
Like, clearly each movie that releases takes place after the one. At least if the same character's in it.
Yeah, no, it's just so silly to begin with to think that all of those superheroes were going to be blinked out of existence and that was going to stick.
All right.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, you goofballs.
Yeah, it's a comic book movie, too. It's not like we're dealing with realistic laws of physics and science here.
Oh, right, like, yeah.
Something's going to happen, but...
Yes.
Infinity War is on Netflix now, if you haven't seen it, like me.
I actually just watched it.
What did you think?
Yeah.
It was good. I wasn't, like, crazy over it, but it was good.
I want to watch it. I got to watch it.
You'll like it. It's pretty good. Lots of stuff going on, lots of action, good special effects.
It's a good flick.
Yep.
Cool. Moving on here, making good progress. We got, this weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently there's a Power Rangers coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the battle for the grid.
I'll play.
Oh.
I'll check it out.
Do you like Power Rangers, Rick?
If it's done right, I think it'd be a fun game.
Yeah. You know, there was a Super Nintendo. I was not a fan at all, and there was a Super Nintendo side scroller that came out when the first show was really popular, and I loved it. Even though I didn't like the show, the game was really fun. So it's just kind of typical superhero stuff. Even if you don't like Power Rangers, it's just kind of fun generic superhero stuff. So you know, you might like the fighting game.
Yeah.
Although I don't know the developer. I have no idea who that is.
What's the name?
It's... wait, hang on.
I'm just looking for it.
Yeah, so am I. Let's see who finds it first. What the hell?
It doesn't have a developer. It's being magic in existence.
I know I put it in here.
Anyway,
I can't find it.
We'll keep looking for it.
Okay.
I'll keep looking for
it. Enway.
Oh.
Enway. Yeah.
It doesn't shed light on it at all.
No, the only thing I know about Enway is they did a mobile Power Rangers game. That's it. Cool. That's all I know about them. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, we're burning right through these news items, huh?
Yes.
I don't really have anything else to say about Power Rangers. So
no.
We got another decent week here on the Nintendo download.
Do you like the Travis touchdown?
No, I never played No Heroes, but I heard this is like a smaller game where it's made up of mini games, right?
I don't know. I have no idea. He got sucked into a video game or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Travis Touchdown and Bad Guy or Bad Man. The greatest names. Bad Man.
I like it.
Batman shows up at the trailer Travis Touchdown has been living in to exact revenge for the murder of his daughter, Bad Girl. Things go horribly wrong. As they battle it out, the two are sucked into the game world of Death Drive Mark II.
Oh,
beam katana in hand. Travis strikes again. Yep. That's it.
Great. Man. I love it. So.
Yeah.
We also have, there's a couple of other ones.
Yes, there are.
Worth looking into. Y2K, a postmodern RPG. I don't know.
I have to admit, when I saw that, I thought it was yick.
You know what? So did I. I'm looking at it right now that I put it together.
I love it.
Yick,
the last man standing.
Yick. There's also a fighting game that lets you play as Jesus.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yep. No, I was looking
Jesus
at this.
Christ.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I have to mention this. I'd have to. It's called Fight of Gods. and it stars a bunch of gods, like from mythology and religion, and Jesus Christ is one of them.
I have to check this out.
Yes, you can play as Buddha, Jesus. I mean, I don't know how those guys fit in with the whole nonviolent thing. Zeus.
Moses.
Amaterasu, Anubis, Santa Claus.
Yeah, he's a god, all right.
And
oh,
like,
that's great.
I like how Jesus' character has, like, the blocks from the cross on him.
Yeah, it's like he ripped down, massive. Like, free from the cross. He's got them, like, chained to his wrists, and he's like, all right, let's go.
No, they're not. No, Jason, they're not chained to his wrist. It's nailed to his wrist.
Stigma,
are they? I thought they did. Yeah.
Oh, no,
I
they are.
They had them chained.
You're 100%
okay.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But, well, that's only in the character art. In the gameplay, you can't tell it's tied because it's...
Oh, because it sucks.
Holy crap. What is this?
Yeah, this is real.
I don't know if this is going to get pulled down or something, so I don't know. Just try to...
Came pretty near to buying this.
It's hilarious.
So, say what you will.
Fight of Gods. It looks like N64-ish in graphics. Oh, man.
It truly does. There's also...
You better if they had, like, Mortal Kombat finishing moves.
Look at Santa. He's got an elf on his shoulder.
Yeah, he does.
Oh my god.
The character designs look good, but I don't know if the fighting is any good.
Yeah, it's probably gonna stink.
It looks a little stiff. And they have like super moves.
I don't know about Zeus versus Santa. Crazy.
Yeah, right.
Wan Gong, Athena. Yeah, I don't. What the hell is that? Is that another Santa? Is there two Santas in this game?
I'm excited that Moses and Jesus can finally duke it out.
They've got that personal grudge.
Yep.
Oh my goodness!
I'm gonna get this on sale.
If it lasts to be on sale.
Yeah. I can't believe nobody's picked up on this yet and been like, no. No.
In terms of games that aren't, like, that don't seem like obvious jokes. Because, I don't want to say anything disparaging, but I can't believe the people behind this game.
You guys, did you watch the trailer for this?
You know what?
Did you watch the trailer?
I haven't.
Oh my god. They just showed, so they have like super moves, right?
Yeah.
And Jesus' super move is he's going back up to heaven and he has this like ball of light and
what?
Then you get hit by it. Yes. It's at the very end of the trailer, like
oh
at two minutes in.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, go to like the 2 minute mark and play it.
Oh my god.
And this was the big moment. Oh, wait, hold on, hold on. No, it wasn't. That's not it. Oh. Hold on. Oh. It here. Yeah, yeah. Go to 150.
Okay. Hang
on. Oh, my God. Oh, that's my so goodness. Funny.
you know, I feel, Eric, I feel like you could disparage Wei. Just go ahead.
I feel bad doing that because... You know, people work hard on these games, and then I'm just like, the game's trash. But I mean, you gotta really tell me someone had the idea that they wanted Zeus to fight Santa Claus?
Apparently so.
Somebody did, and somebody thought it was a good idea to put Buddha in there, too.
Now, Buddha's actually hilarious.
Yeah, but it's Buddha!
That's what I mean. It's funny. He doesn't even walk, he sits on his little meditating throne thing.
Why does Zeus have like two infinity gauntlets?
I don't know.
So weird. Wait, I'm trying to get to 150.
Anyway, so there it is. Also this week there's Feudal Alloy, which is kind of a Metroidvania where you control a fish controlled robot. So that's
I heard some fish good and things mechs. About. Yeah, I did okay. Too.
Is that like James Pond?
There is Gunman Clive HD. If you ever played those games on the 3DS, they're very cheap, but very good. Yeah, they're fun. They're very cheap and they're very short, but they're great times.
Oh my god, dude, Jesus' finishing move.
I told you.
What? What?
So good.
Oh my goodness. It's just at the beginning of a match, Jesus pulls himself off. Yeah. Come on.
Oh my god, it's so great.
Wow, his finishing move is 18 hits. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it sounds good.
I love it.
I'm sorry, Eric. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. We're good. We're fine. We're good.
What was that game that you were highlighting?
Feudal Alloy.
Oh, right. Gunman Clive. Okay.
Which Gunman Clive is like $30, I think. And it's two full games. I mean, they're very short, but two full games. It's $4. But these were originally released on the 3DS. And cool. they're fun.
Does anybody know anything about Mega Mall Story? Sim Tower kind of a thing, or is it like goofy?
No, never heard of it.
But I made the great decision of buying a physical copy of Project Architect or Project High Rise.
Oh!
I saw it. I had no idea that they made physical copies of that game, so.
Cool.
So I had to buy it.
Yeah, I want to play that.
So, yeah. Cool. Nintendo download some fun stuff. Nothing's going to, rewrite the needs of, like, the must-have games, which is a shame. Unless you really, like, have been waiting for No More Heroes, Travis Touchdown Returns.
I think there's probably some people who were.
Yeah, I'm sure. But... Oh, I'm excited about this next one. This is something I actually am excited about. I never knew that this actually released, City of Brass. This was put together by some of the higher-ranking folks who worked on Bioshock, and it's kind of an Egyptian Bioshock, I guess. Not exactly, of course, but that's what it was kind of billed as, and it's coming to Switch next month.
Actually, it's it's not Egyptian. It's Arabic. It's 1,000... Oh. On Arabian Nights.
Oh, you're right. That's what. Well, go. I feel like
it's right up Eric's alley.
That's right.
But it looks pretty cool.
It does look cool. The art style looks cool. The powers and everything looks neat. So.
Yep. So I'm gonna. It hits next month. The only thing I don't like about it is once again, it's light. So you have the randomized level. I don't really. I like. tailored designed levels. I don't like random stuff, but other than that, it's cool.
Right. I understand. I go back and forth.
But yeah.
I think for some games it works well. Mm. But it's kind of, I don't know, people are going a little crazy about it right now.
Yeah. You know, that, God, I don't even know what it's called, Strafe, really turned me off of it. Just really turned me
off. Right. I remember that. So,
February 8th.
There it is. I'm excited for this. I'm probably going to pick this up, even though I have no right buying new games.
Well, maybe we'll get a review copy if you want.
Ooh. Speaking of reviews, I guess I'll talk about it when I talk about my other review. So never mind. I lied.
Okay.
The best kart racer is getting a new character. Confirmed. A new team, rather. I don't know why you're laughing.
No.
It is. Other than Mario Kart, it's the best kart racer around.
Other than Mario Kart, yes.
Team Eggman, which is team actually Dr. Robotnik. So, have some respect.
But do you see what they did here? You've got, it's like Eggman is like his supervillain name.
Oh, yeah.
It says in the thing, Eggman, a.k.a. Dr. Robotnik.
Oh, okay.
So, there you go.
But I still don't like calling him Dr. Eggman out of turn. I feel it's disrespectful.
Yeah, I
know. To a genius out of time.
Obviously.
So the characters here are actually really neat. I don't know if you guys played Sonic Lost World, but that's where this Zavik comes from.
Okay.
They all kind of looked goofy like he does, but it's cool that he would be put in there. I'm actually surprised Dr. Eggman isn't the heavy character. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess that's good. But Metal Sonic is fine. I don't know the rest of the characters that are in this game. So, I mean, I know they're all Sonic characters. That's another misstep, I think. I think taking the Sega out of it and just making it Sonic was kind of...
Yes. I totally silly. Agree with that. Yeah.
Like, I remember the one that came out on the Wii U where you could... You could be the House of the Dead guys, the agents. That was fun.
Yeah, I like that better. It's goofy anyway. There's no reason to have some kind of story to it or anything like that. It's just goofy kart racing. So throw in all the characters.
Right. No, I 100% agree. So, anyway, when's this game launch? I'm looking.
May 21st.
Here we go.
Xbox One, PS4, Switch. And the PC.
So there we go. I'm probably not going to pick this up just because it's there. If you like.
Why you got too many games?
Too many games. That's it. That's my life. Too many games.
Too many games. Isn't that a convention? Too many games? I think it is.
Probably.
That's a first world problem.
Hashtag.
Onimusha. I didn't hear anything about this until this came out. But the original game, Onimusha Warlords, got an HD re-release digitally on, I think it's actually got a physical release on the PS4, at least.
Oh, did it?
But wow. I think so. Okay. But it's basically the original game with upscaled graphics, and that's it.
Yep.
You still can't skip cutscenes. You still can't do any other stuff, but I never played this game, which is a shame.
It's really good.
It'll be on my list.
Yeah. Now that I know. It honestly should be. It's a really good game.
Market. It gives off heavy early Resident Evil vibes.
It should.
So.
Yeah. I hope they translate all of them. I'd like to see an audience rebuilt for this and get some new games going. It's a really good series. Cool.
So, if you want to play a survival horror game in the you know, in the vein of Resident Evil.
But with swords.
With like in Japanese mythology. This is it. So that reason alone is on my list. I really like Japanese myth. So
yeah, it's cool stuff.
Creative, I guess, is a headset company. I don't follow hardware news too close. Announced the new headset. Jason, is this correct?
This is correct. It is the Super X-Fi headset, the first headset with Super X-Fi technology. I think it's called the Air? Yes, the X-Fi Air. So there's two units. There's that one, and there's a unit called the Air C. So X-Fi is a new technology for Creative. Creative has been around for a long time. Speakers they make, headsets, you know, all that kind of stuff. Anything audio, really. I have a couple of Creative things. They're pretty cool. That's usually pretty good quality stuff. And so this new technology, this is going to sound ultra gimmicky, but has something called holographic audio, which is supposed to better kind of encapsulate you in the sound. So it's supposed to mimic the effects of the speaker system in a headset, which sounds like stuff that exists now because there are 7.1 designed headsets that are supposed to simulate that. But for some reason, Creative says this technology, Super X-Fi, is better than anything that's out there right now. I think it did actually get a couple of awards at CES, this past CES, so probably is pretty good, if that's the case. So the Air is really neat for a couple of reasons other than that. It's compatible with everything. Now, they don't mention Xbox One, which I find odd because it's I think it has a stereo cable, so I mean, just plug it into the control pad. But usually with these kinds of things, the audio features like 7.1 or anything like that is not usable on anything other than a PC. Like usually you have to connect via USB in order to be able to use those features. So if you use, I imagine it's the same thing. So if you use this via Bluetooth or USB, because it could go either way, on a game console, you're not going to get that 7.1 effect. I don't think. It kind of didn't sound like that in the press release. So I don't think that's the case. It would be unusual if it was not that way. It'd be amazing if it was, actually. So I would just assume it's just a stereo connection. Still, it's a nice headset. Does have a mic built in. And one thing that's really neat, I mean, it has a light ring, you know, I think everything has to light up these days, but, it also has a suite of touch controls, the headset itself. So they're not buttons. They're actually touch sensitive. Yeah, I thought that was awesome. And this is probably the coolest thing. It is a standalone music player. You can load music onto an SD card and pop it in there. I think it's just, yeah, I think that's awesome. So you can check them both out now. I think pretty soon. I don't think either one is actually on the market. But probably pretty soon because they're kind of marketing it. So shortly, I just check. But it's a nice looking headset. I think it's only white. It's good looking. Oh no, I'm sorry. It's available also. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. It's available right now. So the Air C is looks like $129, and I don't see the page for the regular Air. I'm sure that's here too. I'm probably just missing. Go check it out if you like headsets.
Yay! I don't.
Okay.
But there's nothing wrong with people who do.
No.
So another. I don't actually see. Maybe I'm missing it, but I don't actually see a story for this. But
No, it's here.
Oh, did I miss it?
Yeah, it's just got the Star Wars logo.
Oh, well.
As a header image. Yeah.
Well, the Star Wars game that EA was working on that was going to be open world is not happening anymore. So,
yeah.
That's basically...
Probably not. There's no definitive word on this. Just a bunch of people or quote-unquote sources have come forward to say that it's not happening, so it looks like it's not happening.
Right.
And the word is that EA thing, it's going to take a lot less time to develop. Apparently this has been in the works for a while and still going to be in the works for a while if they were actually going to do it. So they're looking to make something that's small in scale. So to get something out sooner. I don't know if that's a good thing. Kind of sounds like maybe it's going to be rushed. But probably find out. Hopefully we're going to find out at E3. We'll see if there's Star Wars news, maybe even very early Star Wars news.
Right, that's what that sounds like to me, though.
What's that?
That's what it sounds like to me, is that they're getting something smaller out.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get that Jedi game, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, that's right.
Wait, what is it?
There's a game
coming out after Order 66 has happened for a little while or something. I don't forgot. But I forgot what is it called, Jason? Like,
it's got a weird name. It sounds it's almost sounds like a like an RPG-ish name. I forget what it is. But yeah, it's supposed to take place after the Jedi Order has been mostly just kind of mopping up.
Because, you know, there haven't been enough games around that time period yet.
Nope.
What if it was just Star Wars Force Unleashed remastered?
Sold.
Oh, man. It's not canon. But it's remastered.
Yeah.
Buy it now.
Oh my god. Did you see Night Dive Studios is trying to get LucasArts' attention because they want to remaster original Dark Forces, which I would totally go
for. They want to remaster what? The original what?
Dark Forces.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I would dig that.
Me too.
Neat. So there it is. That's all of our news, basically. Well, except for the comic rack.
Yeah, there's comic stuff.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
For now, we have some fun stuff, including a review that I wrote last week, this week.
Yeah.
Semi-recently. So Dark Horse is putting out a new mini series about, I don't know how to say this guy's name.
Sute?
Sute. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So it's basically Sute from Avatar, from, you know, the blockbuster hit 2009, James Cameron.
Hey, Eric. So,
yes.
I got to ask you a quick question because I don't want to forget.
What's up?
Do you think they're going to make Avatar? I've heard.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Okay.
No, say it again.
Oh, do you think they're going to make Avatar 5? I've heard rumors they're in trouble.
I don't understand. I think they have a plan to make a bunch of movies.
Yeah, but because Disney bought Fox now, I heard that Avatar 5, they're kind of like looking. They might just wait and see what 2 and 3 do. In terms of box office.
Interesting. No, I didn't hear anything about that. That's neat though. Okay. Well, this is a book. This is a book about Sute and his inner struggle during the events of the first Avatar movie. And the book has a lot of cool artwork. It's got some okay writing and the premise is fine. The artwork is really, really shines in the backgrounds. I'm having trouble today. I don't know why. But I had some trouble discerning specific characters. I feel like the facial drawing wasn't as great as it could have been. there was no context given to this. So I open it up, and you know it's supposed to take place during the movie, but you don't really get any idea of when this is happening. And by the end of the issue, that's kind of resolved. Yeah, this was just okay.
I'm surprised.
It's fine. You know, as it goes, as the series goes forward, maybe it'll redeem itself. But right now, there's just too little context. You know, we don't know enough about these characters. I don't know what other comic books released to talk about these characters and their history and everything. But the only background most people have with Tute is the first movie. It's the only movie that's been released. So for people to come in here and be like, oh, well, this is what's happening with this, and, you know, I understand this. It's not that easy to understand this because it's kind of not clear what's going on. It becomes clear by the end, though, and we have a little bit more of a structured framework for where the next book is going to go. I just wish we were given a little bit more information to kick off this first book.
So, did you like it?
It was fine.
It's okay.
I had to reread the first few panels and pages several times to get an idea of, like, what was going on, to figure out
what characters. Let me just explain something to listeners. Eric is an Avatar fan, so if he had to reread the first few pages a couple times, something's wrong.
Right. And maybe it's just because I haven't seen Avatar in a little while. I mean, it's probably been like a year since I saw it last. But you should still know if these characters are supposed to stick out. And the only characters I recognized from the book, from the movie, were, I'm forgetting her name, was Tute and his betrothed. I forget what her name was, though. Starts with an N. But anyway, I forgot. Basically everybody else, if they were minor characters. So, but they were here. So, hopefully we get more context moving forward, and hopefully me not being able to understand the characters and, you know, discern them is just because they were original here and they weren't supposed to be based on anything from the movie. So yeah, there is. I don't know. It's fine. Okay. Avatar fans might want to look into it, but I'm not sure if it has enough for others.
So not recommended really if you're not an Avatar.
Correct. So there we go. Playing a game for the Switch for review. I guess I'll talk about it more next time. All right, Jason, ready for the comic crack?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that review on a game.
I know.
At some point. Okay, so let's dig into some comics this week. We got a few interesting little nuggets to talk about. The first is kind of a semi-revamp of Star Wars comics at Marvel. There's some new ones coming. Some are one-shots, some are limited series, but some of them actually sound pretty cool, too. The first one we're going to talk about is TIE Fighter. Now, when I say Star Wars TIE Fighter, probably the first thing that pops into your head is the old PC game, which hasn't been around in ages, but apparently everyone loves. This is not based on that. This is something new. It will follow a squadron of Imperial pilots. They're called the Shadow Wing. So I'll read you a little bit of the sign-up here. Against the Rebellion has put the entire galaxy at risk, but elite squadrons of TIE fighters still fight to defend the Empire and bring down Fury on the Alliance. Just how far will the Imperial Shadow Wing go to win the war? Find out this April. So it kind of sounds like maybe this is the last days of the war, as showcased in the original Star Wars trilogy. Not really sure. One interesting thing about TIE Fighter also is that it fits in with a novel series called Star Wars Alphabet Squad, which is about an X-Wing squad. So it's just kind of an interesting mixture of media there, I guess you would say. I don't know how many people are going to cross over the two, but it kind of sounds like if you do, you might get a little out of both of them. So Star Wars TIE Fighter, starts hitting, let's see, I think April? Yes, April. Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. June. June. It's a six-issue miniseries. Starts in June. The same time as the Star Wars Elephant Squad launches from Del Rey. So that's the first thing. Now, the second thing is a comic series sort called Age of Rebellion that is coming out of Marvel. So this is a series of one-shots. Each one will focus on a different Star Wars character, kind of building them out a little bit. So there's one about that we didn't actually report. There's one about Jango Fett that actually sounds good. So that will be coming out. Then there's one based on the Heroes of the Rebellion. There's one based on Empire characters. So you're going to get a lot of stuff in these books that kind of build out the characters a little bit more. That also starts this spring. So make sure you keep an eye open for that if you're a Star Wars fan. Switching out of Star Wars, though, we're going to get to some exciting news, I guess. maybe for certain fans is exciting. Rob Liefeld is back at Marvel. He's back at Marvel. He's created a new character called Major X. And it's exactly. And it's odd. It's not what you would... I don't know. Okay, so first of all, it takes place in the 90s. Around, you know, the classic Jim Lee, which also had Rob Liefeld in it, of course, building his X-Force brand, Deadpool, that kind of stuff. So this takes place during that time period. The six-issue miniseries. And it has an extremely strange-sounding story. I will read you a little bit of that. As told by Rob Liefeld to Entertainment Weekly. Ready? Okay, pay attention. Major X introduces a new character who is certain to mix up everything in the X world. He hails from another existence, which is called Existence.
No.
A mutant Shangri-La, a safe haven that has been a realm where mutant kind has lived in peace and harmony. They escaped there following a tragedy that befell mutant kind and built this community. But then a terrible event happened within the existence that causes Major X to cross over and land in the Marvel Universe that we you may have laughed at that, I honestly can't for that. I can't fault Eric from cringing, because it kind of sounds that way. I will say that Rob Liefeld's stuff from that era is some of my favorite X stuff. Loved that version of Deadpool, where he wasn't a completely comic character. He was good. I liked that a lot. He was a villain. I loved X-Force back in the 90s. At times I liked it almost better than X-Men. So there's a good history here. It sounds like it's silly. I don't really like the term X-istance as to where they come from. It just sounds... Yeah. So, but I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt. I got to check out the first issue because I did like Liefeld's stuff from that era. But I wouldn't blame you if you were just like, what? Because it kind of sounds so. That's coming out this April. Major X is the character's name. And to throw a little extra intrigue in there, Major X's identity is apparently going to be part of the story, in that you don't know who he is. But so that pretty much tells me that he's going to be a mainstream X-Men character, just this alternate universe. So
what? So they're going to keep his existence Or his identity a secret throughout the comic?
I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to stay a secret. Like it, like a thing. It's going to be the MacGuffin for the story.
That sounds like it's going to be a pain in the butt to read.
Probably. Yeah. Existence.
I'm disappointed.
I can see that.
In that word.
Yeah. Existence.
It's going to be Cyclops.
You know, that's actually who I was thinking it was.
I think every character should just be Cyclops. It's just 50 Cyclopses.
Oh, you don't like Cyclops? Here's 100 Cyclops. Oh, God. All right. Major lame. Yep. All right. So, more Marvel news. We've got Carnage back again. Yes, he's still alive. I thought he was dead, but apparently not. So Carnage is back in something called Web of Venom. Not Web of Spider-Man, Web of Venom. Cult of Carnage. So apparently this book features Carnage in the lead role, and he is the leader of a cult of people who follow him, that I guess have symbiotes, that kind of looks like the cover. Although that could be just for effect. One interesting thing is, if you've been following Venom, they really changed the origin of the symbiotes yet again. So it's not a mystery. They're not from, well, they sort of are, and they sort of aren't from a planet called Clintar. But they were created by sort of like a cosmic-like character. This was a big deal in 2018. It was a revamping. And now this godlike character is loose, as far as I know, loose on Earth, but in a slightly diminished form. So the main image here on the cover of Cult of Carnage is what the acolytes of, symbiotic acolytes of godlike, I forget his name, look like. They have this kind of like swirly face with a red swirl. I don't know if that's not really sure. One very interesting thing, though, is to his left is the doppelganger from Infinity War, the comic version Infinity War from the 90s, who was an evil Spider-Man doppelganger and was meant to take over Spider-Man's place as a part of that storyline, but he failed in his task and kind of just disappeared. And then a couple years later, popped up in Maximum Carnage, which was a big crossover event in Spider-Man books. So the doppelganger was kind of like a mindless pet of Carnage in that crossover. So it's just kind of weird to see him back pop up again, because I thought he was dead too, but apparently not. So it, just some interesting things going on with this. Might be worth your time. It does not come from Donny Cates. If you look at the story, you're going to see quotes from Donny Cates, the writer of Venom, but this does not come from Donny Cates. This is from a different creative team. It is writer Frank Thierry and artist Danilo Bayruth. It's a different team, but I think it does play into the events of Venom over the past year pretty much directly. Cover by John Cassara is gorgeous, by the way. Mentioning it. So check that out. That's going to be hitting this spring. So April. So check that out in April. Could be worth your time, especially if you're a Carnage fan. Carnage, who will be debuting, by the way, too, if they go ahead and make that. Woody Harrelson, since what's floating around right now, he is going to play Carnage. So watch for that. News. A lot of Marvel news this week. Marvel news. Herald of Doom actually closes in Fantastic Four 9, which is hitting soon. That's a storyline that involves Doctor Doom, the Fantastic Four, the reborn Fantastic Four, entering into Doom's country of Latveria, where he is monitored, kind of like breaking into the country to attack Doom. Whereas years ago, this would have been a straight up superhero, supervillain story. They're kind of working in this thing where Doom basically arrests them, I think. They're kind of on trial. So that's a interesting difference from what they've normally done. It's kind of Fantastic Four versus Doom stuff. Like it better. I kind of just want to see super. But it does sound interesting. And there's a cosmic element to, I believe Galactus was involved at this point. I haven't been following the story. But if you have, the last issue of it is Fantastic Four 9, and that hits in April. And finally, from this War of the Realms, big crossover for 2019, so far the only one we know of, I'm sure there's going to be, takes its battle to Jotunheim, which is the realm of giants. This one has Punisher, Wolverine, Doctor Strange, so you got your heavy hitters in there. Looks like Valkyrie. I didn't see anybody else on the. There's somebody in the background. But anyway, Marvel has promised that this is going to have like every major this crossover. So if you don't see your favorite character cover, they might be in the book, be in a future issue. It's a big deal. It's going to be all realms of Norse mythology battling each other. Malekith is involved, the Gelf. And so there's a big classic style crossover. I feel like isn't getting the press that crossovers usually get. It's just from fatigue. But in any event, watch for that too. And the last piece of the puzzle in the comic rack is DC Primal Age. If you haven't been following Primal Age, it is a kind of a it's weird, put it that way. It's a barbarian version of DC Superheroes. So this was originally created by Funko, I believe, the toy maker. And what it was meant to be was kind of an offshoot of their Savage, which reimagines existing characters as He-Man style 5.5-inch action figures, like from the 80s. It's kind of a cool line. They've got a Thundercats portion of it. They've got classic horror characters like Freddy Krueger done as a He-Man character, and not just the scale, but like the sculpt too. So it's like a barbarian. It's weird stuff. But the DC line Savage World, it is a spinoff of Savage World, and it's kind of good looking stuff. There's a huge Castle Grayskull-ish bat cave that's really neat. It's some cool stuff. It's just very different. So until now, there's been no story to go on. So it's just kind of like out there, and there it is, you know, and that's it. This book is a 100-page giant issue. So it's right there with the Walmart giant coming out last year. This will be exclusive to Target stores, though, because Target is the exclusive retailer, brick-and-mortar retailer, Primal Age. So you won't find these toys at other stores. These are exclusive to Amazon Online and Target. So book will be exclusive to Target. Also, it will fill in the story of the Primal Age universe. It's got some talent behind it too. These are not way stories. The main tale is 32-page Primal Age story. It's written by Marv Wolfman. Then there's backup stories: Born Monday by Jerry Ordway, Ice and Fire by Louise Simonson, A Darkest Night also by Louise Simonson, Jerry Ordway, Chuck Patton, Not a Bird, which is a Superman story. Again, so there's some meaty stuff going on. Whether it's your taste or not, you know, I can't tell you. You'll have to find out. But this hits right now. Now, I was actually just at Target, picked some stuff up, and I actually looked for this while I was there in stock. So, figure it's hitting over the and you'll be safe with it. Just keep checking if you. And that, I believe, is it. The comic rack this week. A lot of stuff. We'll see as we go into, as we head into the spring and we start heading into big con season, it's going to pick up. So, more comic news to come.
Awesome. Always looking forward to it. I actually want to pick up that DC Primal Age 100 page giant.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab it if I see it.
Yeah, it looks cool. I really like those toys, the Savage Age toys.
They're cool, right?
Stuff, yeah. I saw a bunch of the slasher ones, like the Freddy Krueger. I think there's a Michael Myers one, a Jason one.
There is. Too. Yeah, the Jason one. I almost went for that because it's kind of cool.
Yeah, but
it's an interesting idea.
It is, and it's just enough off the wall to be like, all right, this warrants a spot.
Yeah,
in my stuff. So it's cool.
Plus, if you do have a classic, man, actually, there's you know, now made in that same classic model. But if you are a classic He-Man collector, these fit right in with that set. So they would look good on a shelf.
That's true. So, cool. All right, Jason, I guess you should do the honors.
Oh, what am I playing?
No.
What?
Not yet.
Oh, what do we got?
December. What was?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay. So, yeah, we did our game of the month, December, and guess what it was? Guess what one? Yes. So
what was it?
Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Dang.
Anyway. I, for one, am shocked.
It is.
You got all the characters in there in the game yet, Eric?
Yeah, I got them all.
Nice.
I'm not surprised.
Rude.
So I didn't actually vote for this because I just don't like Smash. I voted for Just Cause 4 series. I haven't played Just Cause 4 though. I just thought it was really good, and I liked the stuff they were doing with their systems, so I voted for that. Rick, what'd you vote for?
I think I also voted for Just Cause 4.
Just Cause 4. Okay. Mm-hmm. We know where Eric's vote.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you do.
So, and by the way, you are far from site. Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. So, there you go. So, Smash Ultimate won for the month. Second place was Just Cause, and honorable mention with one. Was Ashen, which you guys played, correct?
We did. Only once.
Did you like it?
You voted for that?
I think it was Megan.
It's okay.
Right.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not my favorite game I've ever played.
What a ringing endorsement. Yeah, it's okay. It's fine.
You have to check it out. It's a toughie game.
Okay.
And it doesn't take a long time for you to figure out if it's for you.
Hey.
Excuse me.
Got some Star Trek action going on.
Yes. Yes, that's my tone.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there it is, December's game of the month.
Nice.
So what you guys playing?
I just finished Super Mario U. Last night.
Oh, nice.
Done with that. It was fun, but it's the same game pretty much as the Wii U version. It's just there's some differences, but not huge differences. I almost completely skipped this game. I played a little bit of it on the Wii U, so that's why I was very excited to get it. And it's really fun. I liked it. What else am I playing? Well, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, still on and off. Trying to work my way through that. And Starlink. I'll be going back to Starlink now to beat that.
Cool. How about you, Rick?
I am also playing Super Mario Brothers.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty fun game. I haven't played it before, so. And then I'm playing this game called Sundered on the Switch.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good, fun game. And then as well, I'm also playing Odyssey often.
Cool.
Yeah, what about you, Eric?
I'm playing Tales of Vesperia still, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which I kind of put Vesper on hold till I finish Odyssey. And yeah. An unnamed game that I can't talk about that I'm reviewing.
Game.
Yeah. So, I don't want to give it away. Break him. But I'm very pleased with it. I'll say that. A lot of fun.
Excellent.
Cool. All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out and listening to us ramble on about video games, comics, and movies, and all. We appreciate it.
We really do.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody, and we won't catch you next week because I am going out of the country. I can't record.
Oh my god.
I know. Going on a big old airplane and going an hour away.
Are you leaving on a jet plane?
Oh. I am. I don't know when I'll come back again.
Oh man.
Are you happy, Rick? Is that what you wanted me to do?
Sí. Sí, señorita.
I hope you're proud.
Nah.
All right. We'll catch you later, everybody.
Bye.
Catch y'all later. Bye-bye.